In Northwest News on KPLU, Seattle voters will soon decide the fate of the largest levy in the city's history at almost $1 billion. Proposition 1 promises to make getting around town easier and smoother, but opponents say the property tax increase is too much for what the levy promises to do. KPLU's Jennifer Wing has more.
If the $930 million levy is approved, here are some of the highlights of what it would do in 9 years. It would pay for 7 rapid ride bus lines, 150 blocks of new sidewalks, 50 miles of protected bike lanes, as well as bridge and road maintenance. Longtime Seattleite and Fremont business owner Susie Burke took part in a recent town hall debate about the measure. She says the price tag is too big for what it would do.
Affordability, the ability to stay living in Seattle, the affordability to continue to run a small business in Seattle is dependent upon us doing wise choices. And this levy at this time is not well thought out and a wise choice.
Proposition 1 is replacing the expiring Bridging the Gap levy and would cost the owner of a median-priced home about $300 a year, almost a 50% increase from Bridging the Gap. Maud Dedan, the CEO of the Seattle Chamber of Commerce, also participated in the debate as a Prop 1 supporter. Dedan says Seattle can't change its challenging geography, but it can and should invest in better transit infrastructure.
I cannot say how important it is, I think, to act now. Not to delay. We've delayed long enough, and we know well every time you delay on transportation, the costs go up.
Prop 1 backers say if it's approved, the levy dollars will make it possible for the city to win millions in matching federal grants. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.